Letter 42, Great Spirit Moon, 1934. It is now the short days, and we are in a deep cold time of the Bibung winter. I have a good fire going in the stove, and Willie is sleeping near it like he does. James piled plenty of wood close to the door. There's a great quiet over the land. Sometimes a black spruce or a poplar will send out a sharp crack in the stillness because cold makes it split. There's a frost in the cabin by the door and the windows tonight. I always think about our relations, the animals, and how do they survive these cold times? Maybe some do not. It is a good thing for listening to the whispers of God. I sense the timeless spirit all around, and it is as if my life is like the breath that floated from me when I was outside getting some firewood. It was a beautiful vapor that hung in the air, a delicate, one-of-a-kind mist being taken back into the heavens that gave it. I thought these things while holding the firewood and standing in the light of the door, watching my breath move into the sky. I'm going to write my prayer on this night. Meshumas Manomadake Gizismakwa.